Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Thanks for joining us on your Monday morning. And the weather all week, pretty much the same. 60s and 70s to get us started. Not uncomfortable in the mornings, but then into the mid-90s by the afternoon and downright hot as we continue to deal with summer conditions afternoons and evenings here in southeast Louisiana. There was a lot of debate and discussion, not only here in Louisiana, but in a number of other states that have adopted voucher programs that allow private school students to get funding from public school budgets. And the idea is that if the public schools are not working for parents and students, why not take the money that the government has to fund education, give it to the parents, and let them send their kids to private schools? Well, the opponent said this will destroy public schools. Has it? Well, Gabriel Olivier is a graduate student in the Department of Economics at Tulane University and has done some research on it. Gabriel, thanks for joining us here on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you looked into this, not only here in Louisiana, but in other states that now offer these voucher programs that allow parents to send kids to private school with public dollars. And what did you find?
Yes. So we looked at universal voucher programs across the nation. So the 11 that went into effect 2021 to 2024. And basically what we found is that there are small enrollment gains, right, 3-4% of private school enrollment, and an increase in tuition in response to vouchers. Additionally, we found that the sort of normal private school you should have in your mind is likely a lot smaller and cheaper than you'd think, maybe about 30 students at tuition, about $5,000 a year.
So there's not been an overwhelming shift in where kids go to school because of these private vouchers that are available in a number of states now.
No, the universal vouchers definitely did not seem to be, you know, at this point, massively changing the way that students are enrolled, for sure.
Why is that? Well, if so many states and so many advocates were singing the praises of this, and we know we heard it here in Louisiana now for years and years through a number of governors, why has it not caught on and been more successful in allowing students to go to private schools with public dollars?
Well, I think there are several reasons, the biggest of which being that there might be, you know, concerns that these programs will stick around, right? Having your students switch schools, and then in a lot of states, these programs are pretty controversial, so they don't want to lose that funding and then maybe lose, have to switch back midstream. Also, students might not want to, or families might not want to switch their students in, you know, the middle of their education. They might wait till something like eighth grade or, you know, entering kindergartners. And then I think in general, we really need to think about which schools are accepting these voucher kits as well.
So only about 3% of the public school students are now going to private schools on vouchers. I think a lot of people expected these programs to be more successful and grow more quickly, but it is interesting that folks are concerned about how political winds blow and whether or not they should participate in these programs, not knowing how long they'll last. I hadn't really ever considered that as being a concern amongst parents. But where is the money going? So with this 3%, you said we have to take a look at which private schools are benefiting from this. Which ones are they?
So it seems to be smaller schools that are probably cheaper than you would have expected. And then these tend to be clustering in like non-Catholic religious schools. However, just a little bit of an addendum, that 3% is of existing private school enrollment. So it's not 3% of public school students. It's
so private school enrollment grew by 3% as a result of vouchers.
Yes, sir. And so right now it seems like the lion's share of the money in these universal vouchers is going to students who already attended private schools.
So they were already there. They're already paying for private school. Now they get a voucher so they don't any longer have to pay for it, taking advantage of the program, getting benefits from the program, but really nothing changing in terms of where those students are going to school.
Yes, exactly.
That is interesting that people had already made the decision that we're going to bite the bullet and pay for it anyway are the ones more likely to take advantage of this. Has this been something that promoters of vouchers have identified and are doing anything to try and find ways to get more people to take advantage of these programs?
So in terms of whether they've identified whether, you know, existing private school students are going to be taking up the vouchers, it's definitely something they're aware of. However, the intent of all these programs, and, you know, especially the LA Gator, which is not going to be, you know, universal to start, but the intent is to move universal. And then in terms of spurring enrollment, I think one of the hopes is that as time goes by, maybe more people learn about the program, maybe it gets a little bit easier to do through the application progress, our process. But I think they're just hoping that these effects will sort of progress.
When we come back, what does the future look like for voucher programs here in Louisiana and across the country? Are they going to continue to flourish and grow? Will they see private school enrollment grow more than this 3%? Or is this about where we're at? And is it going to ruin public education as opponents had feared? We'll talk more about that after this on WWL. Vouchers. Letting parents use private education by taking their public tax dollars from the state to fund that tuition. Opponents had said letting parents take the public school money would ruin public education, and others feared sending more public school students to private school would be detrimental to private education. Did we find evidence of either of those things happening? Well, let's ask Gabriel Olivier, a graduate student in the Department of Economics at Tulane, who studied vouchers. Gabriel, has this been the ruin of public and or private education, as some feared?
So right now, it doesn't look like there were very many students induced to switch, you know, from public schools to private schools because of the vouchers. So I think as for right now, there's not a lot of evidence of, you know, public school budgets being broken. However, these programs are very, very expensive. They are just generally coming from other state appropriations. The idea, though, is that these are definitely short-term effects. As people become more aware of the programs, as they get better at being administrated, we might see more of a take-up, right? But I think it's important to think about, like, what's something very different between private and public education is that private schools can, you know, select which student.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Since they want to admit, right? So I think there's a question of, you know, which schools are going to want to admit students, new public school switchers from these vouchers? Will it be these prestigious schools, or will it be, you know, schools that need the money, right? And one thing I think holding back large effects in the public school sphere is that, you know, in Louisiana, we have a nationally high percentage, but it's only about 15% of students attend a private school, right? So I don't think they can, you know, if this went to 30% of Louisiana students, I don't think schools could, you know, bear that. They can't just double in size. So the question is will more schools open? What kind of schools will they be? Will they be for profit? There's a lot of questions surrounding that as we go forward.
So a lot of unknowns that you weren't able to analyze. Anything else you can share with us that your research did find as we look at whether or not vouchers will be a part of the plan going forward?
One thing I think is very important that we found in our study is that tuition seems to be going up everywhere since COVID, pretty substantially. And obviously COVID makes sense as sort of, you know, the costs of educating students went up, but that does not seem to have slowed down in the post-COVID years, right? And then I think really what we need to weigh here and what people will be weighing as we go forward, you know, is supporters are saying we're wanting increased access to private education, more parental choice, hopefully more competition between schools and innovation. But on the opponent side, right, we have this public school funding debate, but also I think there's very good questions about like the separation of church and state and funding religious private education, a lack of regulation specifically around admissions and accountability for private schools, right? And then I think there are real concerns about, you know, how important do we think subsidizing high-income students who attend private schools already is, even before we get to whether vouchers are affecting students in a very positive way.
You know, it's interesting. You have a program that, politically speaking, was very popular, particularly in many right-leaning states like Louisiana, that it was a priority, that it was a campaigning issue, and it was a big deal. And there were debates and fights and these voucher programs now showing up all over the country. But interesting that you're finding similar results nationwide, that there just are not a lot of people when you get out of the political circles who are interested in making use of these vouchers, unless their kids are already in private school. That's a very interesting finding.
Yes, I agree. I think it gives us a lot to think about, for sure.
Thank you. We sure appreciate it. Gabriel Olivier, thanks for your research, and thanks for sharing it with us here on WWL. Have a great week.
Thank you for having me on.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. When we come back, we're going to get Rafael Goyeneche in here from the Metro Crime Commission. The President of the United States said last week that within 2 weeks, he could clean up the crime problem in New Orleans with his plan to bring in National Guard and other federal assets. Over the weekend, we got leaked documents from the Pentagon that said 1,000 National Guard troops could be deployed to New Orleans to help in the fight against crime. So we'll ask Rafael Goyeneche, could 1,000 National Guard troops, essentially more than doubling the police presence in New Orleans, within 2 weeks, clean up the crime problem? We'll find out after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.